Hi Anna, congratulations on your recent wedding. I know you got married a couple of months ago, and I know you also have a little baby girl, and you were very keen to have her at your wedding, of course. But obviously, we're reluctant to ask some members of your family to mind your child because they wanted to be free to enjoy the wedding as well. So, how did you overcome this challenge?
We overcame this challenge by getting a carer in to mind her. So she met with our daughter beforehand and they got on really well. So the morning of the wedding, she came around, she got her dressed, she gave her a breakfast. I was able to go into the hairdressers with my bridesmaids and my mum, and that was great. And then she minded her for the whole wedding. Our daughter became so comfortable with her that she actually slept during the service, which was brilliant. And then she went down with my parents to the hotel. I arranged a dinner for her. She gave her dinner at the table. And then she brought her to bed then later on that night. But she kept an eye on her for the whole day. So even though we were able to have our daughter there and we were able to hold her and bring her around to family members, she was still minded by somebody. Somebody was assigned to her for the whole day.
So is this something that you'd recommend to other, not just brides-to-be, I guess, but to other people for special occasions where they want younger or maybe elder people present who may need care, but people in the family mightn't have time that day to do it?
Definitely, I would definitely recommend this because I think even for if you had a grandparent or somebody that wanted to be at your wedding and people don't have the time to sit with them and to talk to them, they may be able to help them getting their dinner if they have to go up and get it or bring them to the toilet, anything like that.
So all in all, a carer is a very convenient way of getting extra support when you need it, even if it's just for one day.
Definitely.